Hello, my name is Davin Ushels.
And I'm Rocco, what are you?
Do you know why we have stars and stripes on our flag?
We have stars and stripes on the American flag to resemble the 50 states and the 13 counties. The stars resemble the states and the stripes resemble the counties.
We are going to talk about when the flag was created and when the flag was carried into battle.
When Alaska and Hawaii were being considered for statehood in the 1950s, more than 1,500 designs were submitted to President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Although some of them were 49-star versions, the vast majority were 50-star proposals. At least three of these designs were identical to the present design. The flag should never touch the ground. If flown at night, it should be illuminated.
At the time of the Declaration of Independence in July 1776, the Continental Congress would not legally adopt flags with stars white in a blue field. Whereas again, the flag known as the Continental Colors has historically been referred to as the first national flag. The state of Portland origin didn't have an official flag until 1969, when a group proposed a flag to the Commercial Club of Portland. Portland's mayor at the time brought in the Portland Arts Commission, which brought in local designer Doug Lynch to work on the flag. Lynch asked the stakeholders what was important to them in a flag, and also did his own search for powerful visual imagery for the city.
After a British bombardment, amateur poet Francis Scott Key was so inspired by the sight of the American flag still flying over Baltimore's Fort McHenry that he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. On September 14, 1814, it officially became our national anthem in 1931.
The flag was first flown in battle during the Revolutionary War in the Battle of Cooch's Bridge on September 3rd,
1776. The flag has to be a certain length and a certain height from the ground. It has to be a rectangle, too.
This is Davin
and Rocco signing off.